GPA has, quote, cherry picked and always picked the lowest bid per location.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as you can recall.
As far as I can recall, yes, ma'am.
This entire time. And it did not intend for this bid to be an all or none.
Correct. Any different?
Any different. All right. Thank you.
I have a few questions, Mr. Regis. First and foremost, you stated that IPD did ask some questions. Is that correct?
They were able to ask questions. If questions are asked during the pre-bid.
I'm not talking about the pre-bid. I mean, did they submit any
Yes, sir. There were some questions submitted by IPD.
What time, just the top of your recollection?
I'm sorry. I couldn't recall. This is months ago, sir.
Okay. Did they, in any of their questions, did they specifically ask about any language in the IFP?
That part I can say no.
No? Okay. And was this contract actually awarded?
Right now, no.
Okay. And at the time the protest was filed, was that in, would it be fair to say, pre-award stage?
Actually, it was when we issued out the notice of intent, so the 14-day protest period, yes.
Okay, so when they protested, there was no award at the time of the
protest?
No,
sir.
Okay. And you stated that there's an existing, now this is the fuel oil contract for the plants, is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, and when does the previous contract for the fuel oil for the plants expire?
That has since November.
November?
Yeah, just coming up November.
Okay, so it hasn't expired
yet. Not yet, sir.
Okay. When in November is this?
The 15th, I believe. November 15th? That comes to, I don't know why that comes up, but November 15th, I think.
That's, so you say about November 15th, the existing contract for the new oil will expire. And,
we had this bid in place to avoid any interruption of services, yeah, so.
Okay, and I know we were a little delayed because of the typhoon. But in any event, just out of curiosity. So if this matter is not resolved at the time this contract expires, what happens then?
We were looking to doing an extension with IP&E or some kind of month-to-month agreement, if you will, to avoid interruption of services. In the meantime, this is pending.
This is one of the things that without this fuel oil, the plants can't operate.
There you go. Right? That is correct, sir.
All right. Okay. Do any parties have any? Okay. Well, first of all, does any party have any redirect for any of the questions the public auditor and I asked? No. Okay. Is there any recross?
Okay.
I see Mr. Kerr biting at the top.
Sorry, but he's
chomping at his beard. So go ahead. Okay.
Now I forgot what I was going to ask. The public auditor asked you a question about the previous procurements, whether or not they were per plant or all or none, I believe was the language she used. But in this particular instance, the language differed from the previous IFB language. Is that correct?
There was differences, yeah. Nothing ever is a mirror copy of each other, so there would be some differences.
Okay. And you weren't aware of, were you aware of the fact that Shell had provided the same price, or IP&E had provided the same per plant price for all the plants?
At the at the time of the bid opening, I would see that, and I would not make any mental notes of that. I mean, I could see that, yes, but would it catch me or make me say, no. Those things don't affect me as far as the bid opening at when it first opened, because to me it's all material until it's evaluated.
Okay, thank you. No further recross.
Okay. All right, is there any redirect as a result of the recross? Okay, so Mr. Regis, you are excused as a witness.
Thank you,
thank you very much. I ask Mr. Botha, please remove the still need some help moving around some stuff there. Okay, thank you. Mr. Botha, do you have any other witnesses?
I do. Mr. Ferrancio, unfortunately, I don't know if he's back up here or is he downstairs or whatever.
Okay, I'm
going to
get him.
I'm on call.
Mr. Ferrancio?
Yes.
Yes, call down.
Oh. just going to go off the record for a brief period until Mr. Lorenzo can be brought up from downstairs. So we're off the record at 10:30. Can we go back on the record? It's about 10:36. We're back on the record. We are still in the purchasing agency's case in chief. We have just finished the testimony of Mr. Jesse Regis. Mr. Botha, you may call your next witness.
Thank you, String Officer. I'd call Everett Ferencio to the stand.
I ask that the witness be sworn.
Alberto Florencio.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Brother, your witness.
Thank you. Mr. Fletcher, where are you currently employed?
Guam Power Authority.
And how long have you worked there?
About 16 years.
16 years, okay. And what have you done as an engineer during that period of time?
So I'm doing the procurement for the fuels, so preparing bid packages.
Okay, and that's the, in general, that's the technical specifications part of the bid package, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and in particular, with relationship to this bid, the IFB package, multi-step bid, GPA 29-14, did you work with procurement and the preparation of the technical field specifications?
That's right.
Okay. And so you've been doing this for not only the diesel in this case, but cylinder oil and RFO as well?
RFO as well.
Okay. And so that's your current capacity in evaluating, working with the committee for those bids?
That's right, yeah.
If I might, I guess this would be my Exhibit B, and it would be at tab 26, and that would be pages 63 through 72. My approach witness.
Yes. Can you please show what you're referring to the other council?
Pages 63 through 72.
Tab 26.
Tab 26. Mr. Funtrio, have you had an opportunity to review course of assisting with the proposed award of this bid, the price proposal evaluation recommendation from the fuel committee?
Yeah.
And if you would describe for hearing officer and others, what happens after the, well, I mean, I guess first step back, this was a multi-step bid. To your understanding, what happened when the bidders first submitted? What, are there two parts to the bid?
Yeah. There are two steps there, step one and step two. Step one involves pre-qualification of the bidders, which basically will determine whether they are qualified under the bid requirements to proceed with the bid. Then once they pass step one, they are qualified, they can proceed with step two, which is the price proposal.
Okay, and in this particular instance, you know, based on your knowledge, both IP&E and Mobil were qualified in step one of
That's
the
right.
technical proposal as based on their technical and financial qualifications, they were deemed qualified to proceed to step two, the sealed price proposal.
That's right.
And the okay, and after the price proposal is opened by the bidders, what does the fuel committee, bid evaluation committee in this case, do with your assistance?
So what they did is they evaluated the price proposals based on plant locations.
Okay. And then the pages 63 through 72, Would you walk us through, I guess, well, obviously page 63, what is that?
So page 63, this is the bid committee recommendation based on who got the lowest bid for its plant locations.
And those list the five?
The A, B, C, D, E list the lowest bid for each location.
Okay, and for the first four, consisting of baseload plants, Dedito Diesel, Fast Track, and Temis, those were, the recommended award was to Mobil. Is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, and the last one, Tangel Vista, was listed for proposed award to IP&E.
That's right.
Okay, and then pages 64 and which I guess is listed as Exhibit A, page 64 to 66. What analysis was done with these?
So both bids were compared. So the bid price were determined. The bid costs were determined based on the estimated quantity for each year. So the total estimated bid cost for each year were determined and compared. And on the rightmost table that indicates 3-year contract, everything was total. The overall cost were determined, and it was found based on that analysis who is the lowest bidder.
Mr. Roth, are you referring to Exhibit Little A, Capital A?
No, I believe this is at the top of page 64, it has a word, Exhibit A, although this is actually, would be Exhibit B. So
you're Exhibit B.
Yeah.
Yes, but.
All right, it's just so important.
Yeah.
You say Exhibit A, please.
I guess to clarify it.
Just say page 64.
On page 64, it has those.
So Exhibit B, page 64. Is
yes, right. Yes.
Right.
How about
thank you.
Yeah, page A, Exhibit 64. Okay, and then page 69 to 70, would you describe what that is?
On page 69, it provides the historical contract premium fees for each contract. Based on the previous contracts.
Okay, and to your knowledge, based on your experience with GPA, and based on that particular table for the different locations, does it appear that GPA awarded those locations based on a per plant award?
Yes.
Okay, and how would you determine that?
Yeah, because for each contract, it can have different suppliers for that.
Okay. And
for each location, it can have different suppliers for that.
Right. And other than this past bid for the 3-year contract, the current bid, which has not yet expired, there's always been two suppliers.
Yeah.
Okay. At least
except for the previous one, the current one.
And that was on the basis of only one qualified
sole bidder.
Yeah. Sole bidder. Okay. And page 71, is that the copy of the phase two abstract when the bids were opened?
That's right. Yeah.
And then page 72. Is a copy of the analysis of the different locations.
That's right.
And based on the proposed award, which you had reviewed along with the committee recommendations, the four plant locations total to a savings for GPA of approximately $76,000 a year, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, and for 3 years, it's approximately $229,000 for the 3-year contract.
That's right.
And in the course of your participation with the bid, to your knowledge, was there any questions raised in any of the amendments or any of the other things that you participated in that asked any questions about whether the bid should be submitted on a per location or a total price?
No.
Mr. Johnson, do you have any direct that's interested party?
No, we have no questions.
And Mr. Carrera, is there any cross-examination?
Yes, thank you.
Please proceed.
Is it fair to say you never prepared an evaluation of the overall comparison of the bids on a plant-wide basis?
I know.
So you only looked at it at a per-site basis?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was always GPA's intent to award on a per plant basis.
On a per plant basis?
Correct.
Yeah, it used to be like that.
Okay, so, and but it used the term overall in the bid procurement practice package, isn't that correct?
Yeah, the overall, it's based on the first year, second year, third year of its location.
So would it be fair to say that GPA never intended to award on an overall basis?
I cannot answer that. It's up to...
what's your mind? You put together a procurement package,
yeah, but
correct?
It will depend on GPA management to decide on that.
But to your knowledge, they never intended to award on an overall basis, did they?
On the overall?
Yeah.
On my personal, yes, they can.
But you didn't prepare any evaluation on an overall basis, did you?
We prepared an overall evaluation after the protest came out.
Do you know if it's in the procurement record?
Oh.
Do you know if it's in the procurement record? Did you provide that to anybody?
We can provide it if GPA management asks me to do it.
No, but have you? Do you recall who you provided it to?
Not at that moment, because what was asked for me during that time is the per plant location.
So it was only after the protest was filed that you give any consideration to an overall award, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
So, what has been referred to as Exhibit B has no evaluation of an overall award. You were just focused on a per plant basis.
Yes.
That was to pick the lowest overall price, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, and it was on a per plant basis.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you notice anything about the per plant prices that IP&E provided?
Yeah, their bid prices were much lower than the current contract.
Yeah. No, but with respect to, they bid the same price for each plant was bid the same price, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you recognize there are different costs associated?
Except for one location, which is Tenure.
I'm sorry?
Except for one location, I guess.
Are you sure of that?
Oh, no. Everything, yeah.
So, it'd be fair to say that IP&E provided a weighted average. Isn't that correct?
I don't know.
No, all the prices are the same.
Yeah, I really don't know if that's based on weighted average.
Okay. Would it be fair to say that it costs more to ship fuel at Tenjo than it does the other location?
Come in, please.
Would it be fair to say that the cost of delivering fuel to Tenjo is higher than it is at the other location?
I cannot judge on that, yeah.
And when you did an overall comparison, isn't it true that the IP&E proposal is, or bid is approximately $146,000 less than a mobile bid?
When we did the overall, yeah.
Yeah, so that's correct, right? It's iPainting price is $146,000 lower.
That's right.
Okay. I mean, in fact, you know, if it was going to be a per plant basis, would there be any way possible that an overall price could be lower?
Yes.
It could be?
Yeah, the overall price can be lower if it's based on the per plant location.
But if it's strictly per plant, the overall price can't be lower because you would just pick per plant.
Say that again, please.
If you're going to evaluate on a per plant basis, by definition, the per plant price would always be cheaper than the overall price. Isn't that correct?
It can. It cannot.
Well, how can it not?
Yeah, most likely it can, because yes, it can.
Could you explain how?
I guess not.
One second. Thank you, Mr. Flores.
Is there any redirect?
Yes.
Mr. Flores, you're not excused from this yesterday.
You might have wanted to leave after that, but Mr. Frenchio, you have no personal knowledge of how the different bidders put together their bids and is asked by Mr. Carrera whether they submitted a weighted average or not, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. And so what you were referring to in the abstract was when he clarified that IPNE had the same price for each location for each year or whatever. That's just the per location. That's the bid price that they submitted, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And so however they did it is up to each bidder, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And you know, on a historical basis, bidders have submitted for different prices, and they have their own factors for submitting those prices, right?
That's right.
Okay. And it is to GPA's benefit, right, to take the lowest price as it would end up to the ratepayer, right?
That's right.
And that's what we've done, and in your experience in dealing with those, that's what IP&E has previously, Shell, Guam, and Mobil have each made a bid on different locations at different prices.
Mr. Bill?
I am.
I just have two.